Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One little known fact, you remember Roger Stone. Roger Stone was the guy who was criminally convicted. He was criminally convicted. Trump lifted his sentence. He was a zealot for Trump. He had security. He had bodyguards. A lot of these guys do. I don't blame him. They have bodyguards. You never know. He always has these bodyguards. Well, somebody took a good look at the insurrection video, a good look at it. Roger Stone's bodyguards were in the group storming the Capitol. Roger Stone's bodyguards were among the Oath Keepers storming the Capitol. Roger Stone was devotedly loyal to Trump, an acolyte of Trump. He didn't squeal on Trump, so therefore he got his sentence commuted and pardoned, and his bodyguards. You're known by your bodyguards. You don't pick bodyguards that aren't like you. Joe Biden, when he got in, went back and picked his Secret Service people when he was VP, not Trump's Secret Service people. One of Trump's Secret Service people actually took a leave to work on Trump's staff. You want your own people. One other thing I want to throw out there, and I think it's important on the Democratic Party. For some reason, Nancy Pelosi has appointed Ilhan Omar of Minnesota to be the vice chair of a subcommittee of the Foreign Affairs Committee on Africa and Human Rights. That is a bad idea. She should not have a position like that. She shouldn't even be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Ilhan Omar is a virulent anti-Semite, viscerally hates Israel. And when you speak to her, if you ask her who was the bombers on 9/11, she won't answer. She should not have any jurisdiction in Africa over foreign aid. She will interfere with it, with anybody that we want to send it to who are our allies. She will do everything she can to injure our ally, Israel. And when it comes to human rights, all of her venom will be directed against anything involving Europe or the United States. There'll be absolutely nothing with regard to human rights violations by jihadist cultures, Asian and African cultures. And if you think it's all one issue, it isn't. When Trump caved into the Turks and said they could go ahead and kill the Kurds, and the United States abandoned them after they were the ones that had locked up ISIS. They had 10,000 ISIS prisoners, and they took most of the casualties. There was a resolution in Congress, bipartisan, to sanction Turkey for murdering the Kurds, going after the Kurds. Virtually all the Republicans even voted for it, except 60 of them. So maybe a little over a third of the Republicans didn't, but they were for Trump. But the rest of them voted for it. Trump vetoed it, of course. Every Democrat but one supported it, stood by the Kurds being slaughtered by the Turks. Ilhan Omar was the only one who voted with the right-wing Republicans to let Turkey off the hook. And that's because Turkey are Sunni Muslims, and the Kurds are the object of attack and murder by them. And Ilhan Omar voted that interest, not the interest of the United States. She should not be in Congress. If she is, she should not be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. I don't know what Pelosi's thinking. And she certainly should not be elevated to a vice chair position. She certainly should not be voted to a vice chair position. On a separate issue, one thing that Pelosi is doing that I think is a good idea, she's setting up an independent commission to look at how the insurrection occurred. Now, we know already basically how it occurred. Trump groomed the insurrection from a very early on. He sent out save the date cards, basically, by social media. Save the date, January 6th. Why January 6th? Because that's when Congress had the ceremonial acceptance of the certifications. It was ceremonial. It was an acceptance. The vice president is supposed to get up there and chuckle and go, all right, let's start with Alabama. who does Alabama certify? And somebody will get up and say, well, Alabama sent in this certification. That's all it is. But he set it up for that. And then he started to gin up the fraud that he said was going to happen even before the election. And he did that. He did that to prepare people for what he was about to do. For 4 years, he ginned up violence. At his rallies, he'd say, punch him or beat him up. I'll pay the attorney's fees. He said that one time. He would turn to the journalists and say they're enemies of the people. And Katie Turr and some of the others had to have security to get to their cars. Sometimes somebody would show up as a protester and be beaten in the stands. Trump also said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed, that the Second Amendment people should take care of her. Nobody did anything about this. Nobody did anything about this. He introduced violence for the first time since George Washington, the first president in American history, violence in politics. He introduced violence in politics. And his acolytes, it spilled over. Rudy Giuliani got up January 6th and said, we need trial by combat. What does he know about combat? I don't know if he was ever in the service. Are you kidding me? Trial by combat. His idea of combat is going to a restaurant in New York and fighting for a table near the window. That's his idea of combat. And he's trial by combat. And you're saying this to a bunch of guys out there who are armed. Are you crazy? Trump saying, you're never going to win by weakness. Take back your country. Yeah, Luke, you had something to say.
Yeah, according to our great senator here in Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, the armed insurrection didn't actually appear very armed. So I don't know what you're talking about. Rojo is telling me that
there was no arms. The cop that has eye gouged out, let's talk to him. Or how about the two cops that were hit over the head with pipes and are brain damaged? And how about the guy that lost three fingers? And the cop whose head gets crushed in the door. Did you ever see that video? He's screaming for mercy.
Yeah, I saw it.
Gets trampled.
I have a feeling, though, that there's some kind of obstruction in his view because Ron Johnson went 4 years without seeing any of Donald Trump's tweets. He went
Ron Johnson what? Doesn't have a TV? Does the guy have a TV?
Apparently, or he's not looking at it. He's looking at very selective information.
Did you see that crowd break in the window? I mean, really, scaling the wall and then going down the hall going, Nancy, oh, Nancy, you think they want to talk to her? Or they want to murder her.
Since we broadcast the entire impeachment hearing, I for the most part, we had Brian and Jimmy Kay also producing, but I produced a lot of it in the morning, and I had to watch pretty much all of it because I would have to know when we were going to and from breaks. Yeah. So I watched pretty much everything, and it was damning, and I'm still in a little bit of shock from not being able to convince more senators to vote to convict.
You know, that was a violent mob, Luke. And if Ron Johnson is saying he didn't think it was very violent and wasn't armed, he's lying or he has no TV. He's lying or he has no TV. And I know damn well he has a TV.
I think I'm leaning towards he's lying.
Okay, we're winding it up. Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, the Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesdays, you have Busted Pencils. On Saturdays, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman. Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box, one of my favorites, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. I'm back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off.
Make sure you get out to vote, everyone.
You got it. Luke is right. Get out to vote.